Whenever you're ready, Zoe. Oh, hang on. Hang on, wait a minute. I need to.
Can we get the live singing of the theme song?
Just
ruined. Sal's going to
introduce us. I'd like to welcome you all to the podcast stage. Star Wars Geek Girl. Geek girls that like Star Wars. It's
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is awesome. Yeah. Okay.
Gotta give a round of applause.
Yeah, I know, right?
Thank you. I haven't heard that live yet. That was exciting.
It was nice.
So, yeah, welcome to the podcast stage for Star Wars Celebration Anaheim, to the Star Wars Geek Girl podcast. And you remember the name of the mic. Yeah, I know some of you probably listen to the show. Some of you are probably one of the many, many people who my dad just grabbed on the side of the floor and said, hey, come to the podcast today on Sunday. So thank you all for coming. I appreciate it very much. So our main topic is growing up with Star Wars. I know like Axel and I both have in some ways sort of similar experiences. Our dad stuck us both into costumes at about five, is that right? Yeah, so we're talking about that. We also have the famous Ajax Citizen from Obi-Wan Kenobi, episode one.
Some of those words are true.
Also known as Steel Saunders of the Steel Wars podcast.
Hey, everyone. Yeah, thanks for having us.
I'm very excited. Steel joined us at Chicago for the podcast stage then, so I'm glad to have you back.
I'm your ringing Lizzie.
Yeah. Yeah, Lizzie unfortunately is very busy with school and had to stay in New York for, you know, real world responsibilities and couldn't come play Star Wars with us for the weekend. So I have Steel, I have little brother Axel here.
Hi, I'm tall now apparently.
he's too tall.
Yeah. Ezra's gonna join the Lakers, I think.
No, I think him and Dron are gonna be
Okay.
Yes.
Well, so to fit with our growing up a Star Wars story, I wanted to ask both of you to tell us your Star Wars story. Axel, do you want to go first?
No.
Steel, do you want to go first?
Of growing up with Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm obviously very different to you guys in like my Star Wars experience and like in my family, I was like the sole like crazy Star Wars person. So like watching like Axel and Lizzie grow up like with, like I always say to him, like, do you know how like cool this is? That it's like you've like got parents that are just up to do all these like really fun stuff and it's actually like having a little boy, little Harry, like seeing the Parabellum is a big inspiration in my parental style. So those guys, yeah, have my full respect of how well they look after, and they grow such nice children as well, which is
good soil.
They do, but I started. My parents took me into a toy shop. It's like one of my first memories, and it would have been, you know, like maybe. Like 1980 or something like that, and I just remember just seeing the rows of figures, like all the Kenner figures, and never, like I didn't know what Star Wars was, but the characters, like I remember Greedo, and I remember Walrus Man, and just like going, who are all these crazy dudes with like weird heads and stuff? And then my older brother had like an annual, like the Marvel Comics Star Wars story in a hardcover, and I just like, read that and get really confused when I saw the film that all the lines were different. Like it's yeah, there's a lot more jokes and weird things. But yeah, so I didn't really have I didn't really know, like my Star Wars fandom was really like on the last homestead, Barrett. I didn't know anyone else that was like super into it, or and definitely, yeah, not my like my family. Like my mum would take you to the films and stuff like that, but yeah, it was a solo nerd endeavor. A lot different to you.
Back, but the earliest thing I can remember is just watching Return or Episode 2 just over it, like every single day.
I've got a letter.
Yeah, Episode 2.
You love Jango.
I still love Jango.
Is there a Jango costume on the horizon?
I hope if there's a Jango helmet. But yeah, and then, you know, it was kind of strange because we just started off, you know, as this smaller, you know, because it used to be, you know, just Quinlan, Ayla, and two, you know, just two battles, unnamed, very random battles. And then, you know, when Rebels came out, just everything just got bigger and bigger, and we started going out a lot more often, and we started dressing up, and, you know, we had fun, you know, as a family, and that's just one of the most amazing gifts that I could ever, you know, even hope to receive, and I'm so happy it happened.
Yeah, my Star Wars story is, I mean, we always, you know, some of my earliest memories, not even just Star Wars memories, just memories period, is playing like Battlefront with my dad and on the Hoth map, taking the Tauntauns to safety and shooting. If I was a rebel, I'd shoot other rebel troopers off the Tauntauns because I wanted to bring them to safety away from the battle. Playing Lego Star Wars with my dad. And then when I was, I think I was like maybe 4 or 5 when my dad first joined the 501st. And I remember watching a televised like Make-A-Wish thing with all the stormtroopers. And that's like a very, very vague memory, but I thought it was cool. And then my dad stuck my little sister and I in Star Wars costumes, the Jawa costumes. And I love Jawas. The Jawa Renaissance since the Mandalorian just makes my heart so happy. But we ran around as Jawas for 11 or 12 years. And then once you start hitting like 4'10", you get like the drunk guys at baseball games groups being like, aren't you a Jawa on steroids? It's time to move to a new costume. So now I'm Sabine, of all the Sabines.
Pink Boba Fett.
Yeah, it was Pink Boba Fett for a while. And then at the very end of middle school, early high school, my dad was like, he was listening to Star Wars podcast, and he was like, you know, it's just all these like guys talking about Star Wars. You should talk about Star Wars. You talk to me about it all the time. Might as well use a microphone. So I was like, I didn't really want to, but he made me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's a common theme with it. Well, I didn't want to, Dad made me. No, I guess he was right.
That just blows my mind, like, that your dad is making you do a Star Wars podcast. Like my dad has literally never seen Star Wars. Just never seen it. So it's like the fact that you've got this thing to like share is it's really cool.
Yeah, that was, you can watch our Star Wars episodes, but that really grew us together, and, you know, we talk about it all the time.
You didn't tell him the mean Jawa story when I was mean to you?
Oh.
This is what she tells people normally.
On the way to every troop, especially when we were kids, my dad, it was a speech every single time. Don't take your mask off in front of people. Only make Jawa noises. You can't be talking. Don't take your gloves off. You know, don't mess with the other troopers. It was the whole spiel.
That advice is ahead of its time. Don't take your mask off in front of people. Why don't you know mine,
right. I know, right?
It was a mix of like, you know, be a good kid, don't like disturb people, and also like be a good Jawa, stay in character. Both were of equal importance. One was not. It was, you have to be a good Jawa as much as you have to be a good person. Yeah, that was my Jawa. Did you have any of that? I'm curious.
Any of that? Yeah, a lot of it. Because I remember I would like run away. I would like leave their booth and go hang out with all the Mandos, and I would like ditch them to go hang out with them, and they would be like, "Hey, like your kid's over here. You should probably go get him or something."
you knew the Mandos are Mandos were always
up. Always.
Always.
So like, we've done a lot of cons and a lot of local things, and he was very small. He was like 8, 7, 8, 9, and he was running around as Ezra, and we were like, "Dude, get out of the tree, Ezra! What are you doing, bro? You're like gonna help him." He would like lose armor pieces, and then he would hang out with the Mandos, and the Mandos loved him because he loved the Mandos. But he also did little Boba, so he would like kick with the Mandos, and then there was like one con where he was like, "I want to go hang out with the Mandos," and we were like, "Dude, it's all the way on the other side." He's like, "I know where it is," and we were like, "Are you sure?" And he was like, "I am sure," and we were like, "Okay, you stay at the Mandos, and then we will see you at the booth." And then nobody knew where he was for like 45 minutes, and then we found him, and he was like, "Why did you let me go?" And I was like, "Bro, you said you knew where it was." And he was like, "I didn't, I'm little." But I was like, "Okay, remember that next time you ask for anything, you never go anywhere by yourself."
I don't respect all their parenting choices. what are you guys, like Star Wars fans have, you know, like to debate stuff and have their contentious issues. What are the big disagreements between you guys and your parents about Star Wars?
That's a good question.
Max Rebo has arms.
No. Max Rebo only has two limbs.
What does it do with it? It's his feet, really?
It's supposed to be.
I know.
It doesn't look like that in Book of Boba Fett.
Kenna's canon to me. That's how I grew up with that little guy and his little tush and his tummy.
Hashtag no diaper for Max.
I don't know. I don't know if we have disagreements. I'm trying to think.
Imperials are better.
Well.
Kind of looks like ours.
Oh my gosh, the Max Rebo and Drew McCall reunion tour.
Here, look here.
T-shirt.
What's it like when your dad's a flesh?
It looks like it's ours.
Oh, man. I don't know, I'm trying to think. I can't.
I'm just picturing, I'm just picturing a real dramatic like argument between like daughter and dad, and it's like, "Qui-Gon Jinn's the best Jedi," and then you just run to your room and say,
"Oh." I mean, that's what Max Rebo's been like in our house.
I feel like my dad and I both, I don't know, I'm pretty easy to please when it comes to Star Wars. It's like, "Oh, there's a Star Wars title on it? All right."
The Sal Perel School of Star Wars.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
So, I'm sure that, like, your family must have varying opinions about the sequel trilogy, right? Like, if anything, even Star Wars fan riled up, it's the sequels.
Yeah. See, all right, for the people listening to the podcast, the question was, if there are differentiating opinions on the sequels in the family, because that's something that gets people riled up, which is true. I feel like, again, this is, at least in my family, it's the, "Oh, it's Star Wars," you know? I like them, personally. I know my dad does, too. I think Safi doesn't know. My sister, my mom, I don't think of.
As long as it's evil in it, Safi likes it.
Yeah, as long as... Yeah.
I like two of them.
Which two?
He wants a ride home.
They asked him, you can go.
Which two?
This is a safe space, I hope.
Okay, this is a safe space. Force Awakens, I would watch that over and over. I would watch every new Star Wars thing. Except for Solo and Rogue One, I would watch every new episode just over. I don't remember if you remember that, but Force Awakens came out over and over again. Last Jedi, over and over again. Rise, never saw it again.
You've seen it once?
In the theater, that was it.
Wow.
Maybe you watched it again, like at home?
Nope.
I haven't seen it many more times than you, but it's a bad song. But it's also good that you're just like, I didn't like that one.
Yeah.
I'm just not gonna watch it anymore and I'm gonna move on. You know what I mean? I haven't had to meet you on Twitter.
Exactly.
He doesn't have a Twitter.
Yeah, good way to handle it when you don't like something.
I like two of them. I don't dislike anything. I just like two.
Oh, he's still going.
I respect that.
Yeah. All right. So I'm wondering, like, growing up, like, you go through, like, a lot of phases and stuff that you get into. Like, has there ever been a point where you've sort of, like, been a bit over Star Wars and you wanted to get into something else, and then you come back to it, or?
I'd say for me, Star Wars has always been constant. There were definitely times, like, especially probably, like, when I was, like, 13, 14, where I was more into maybe, like, Harry Potter, Percy Jackson, and, like, those were more at the forefront of my mind, but Star Wars was always there, and that was, like, the one thing that I could always fall back on. It's like, I don't know what to watch. We'll put on Star Wars, you know? That, and I think part of that was that it was, like, such a thing in my family, and can't exactly escape it in our house. It's touched every corner of every room. And, you know, and the fact that my, you know, my big hobby is doing drooping and costumes and stuff. So it's like, you know, not most, but like every other weekend we might be like at a troop or something. And so Star Wars is just always there.
Yeah, I had that a little bit on, you know, like I'm over it now. I love Star Wars. Star Wars is my everything. But then, I don't know, I think Star Wars is my personality. But yeah, I had that when I was about like, I was maybe 10, 8, no, I wasn't 8. I had to be probably, I'd say probably 10 or 11, probably both. But I remember I would make these arguments with my dad, like, oh, you know, I would get so mad. I would be like, why can't Mega Man be a Jedi, you know?
I can remember. You know what? Yesterday I saw a Jedi with a Mega Man
helmet. Yeah.
So I was wrong, I guess.
I guess he won.
Okay. Exhibit A.
You know, just little things like that. You know?
And like at like school and that, like what did your friends like I couldn't imagine going to school and then someone's like they're in like a Star Wars family and they're doing like if I was like in school and I had friends that went and like hung out stormtroopers every weekend and all that, I'd be like that's so dope. But like how did like your friends interpret all that and stuff?
I know for me, like I had my closer knit group of friends who like maybe didn't like get it, but were like, oh, that's cool. And then, but like generally, like my peers generally were like, you know, up through like middle school was like, oh, like girl really into Star Wars, like okay, that's that weird girl. And then I was in ninth grade when The Force Awakens came out, and then it was cool. And then it was like, whoa, like, you know, stormtroopers. My ninth grade my band teacher was retiring, and he was like, I want to do a Star Wars symphony. And I was like, do you want Star Wars characters at your Star Wars symphony? And we made it a troop and had a whole thing. And then I was like, oh, like Zoe knows like Darth Vader. Like, that's really cool. And then it was cool in high school. Some people still found it weird, and it was definitely, in a lot of ways, still weirder than it was cool. But like, I would have people coming up and be like, oh, did you see Rogue One? Or like, did you know there's a new Star Wars movie? And I'm like wearing like a Rey shirt. Like, yeah, I know.
Do you remember when you did the Galaxy's Edge stuff?
Yes.
And then, like, at school, you guys went to Galaxy's Edge, and you said you ran into people that were like, hey, it's you from the commercial. And people
yeah.
at school were like, what?
I actually have, like, a little bit of, like, a, you know, like, a flashback of stories. Basically, this was seventh grade. I was 12 years old. This guy, he basically, in seventh grade, I had a bully, and, you know, after that commercial, he was so annoying. He like would not. He was like, hey, what's up? You know, like just like,
oh, like that dude in Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
he wrote a blog and was friends with you.
That was
something we liked to steal. That was good.
Yeah, that was awesome. I saw them, we went to, there was like a trial day for Galaxy's Edge where there was, they were just testing the ticketing machine to make sure it go well. And like, I was just like pumped because I'm about to go to Galaxy's Edge. And then I see all the paralysis and I'm like, yeah, you're going into Galaxy's Edge now. This is so good. How excited. So I'm like, they must have like got like, you know, because they're very well Star Wars connected. And so I was just going, nah, bro, we're just walking around. And I was like, oh my God, these guys are in the happiest place in Earth, and I'll just come in and vibe check them. And just like, hey, we're over this fence playing in space. And then when the video came out, I was like, man, that guy can keep a secret. Very inspiring, actually.
But the kids were good, too. The kids were like, nah, Galaxy's Edge, no.
I'm the one that gets all the texts from this every time.
Okay, then.
I know things.
So I get to lie to my homies, but she is over there spreading the good word. Okay.
Yeah. Because I remember I heard that story about you guys running into Steel before, like right after it happened.
Before Steel heard the story.
Yeah, and then I was like, vibe check myself, because then I was like feeling guilty, because I just didn't want to make like to bum you out. Because if I was in Disneyland and you came up to me and said, "Hey, I'm just going over to test out Galaxy's Edge," and I'm like, "Oh, I'm not doing that." Like, I would be sad.
Aren't you glad I didn't do that?
Wow. Yeah, but I wasn't. Do you know what I mean? Right. But it was.
Aren't you glad I wasn't like, "Oh yeah, we were there like 3 or 4 minutes."
But then I felt bad, and then I was angry because you made me feel sad for no reason. But I'm meant to be in the happiest place on earth.
Oh, no, there was a reason. Oh.
The emotional games you play with me, so.
That's true. Very intense. That's fair.
Oh, man. Your school went to Galaxy's Edge?
Did, I think we, yes, seventh grade. This was, what? Yes.
I took a field trip to the orthodontist.
We walked to the local bakery. Yes. That is some day at school.
Times change.
Yeah. I guess, like, I was asking about your friends and stuff. I just sort of, when you started talking about, like, oh, then the film came out and that. Like, when I was in high school, like, there was no, like, Star Wars was, like, I remember when the Heir of the Empire came out and, like people sort of tripping. It's like, let's reread that. The Star Wars book. And it's like, yeah, it's cool. But yeah, it was so, like, it was done, it was old, and it was like that was it. So it was sort of like you're kind of like living in the past, and you know, there's like new things now and stuff. So yeah, it's such a different experience to like have it all like be around. Like, I remember when I was like real little and you'd have that, you know, the posters and the like whatever, the cereal and the ice cream and stuff like that. Yeah, when I was a kid, it was sort of like, it then became like this, like old hat and sort of thing. Like it got taken over by like He-Man and Transformers and all that sort of stuff.
Go back.
It did not, no.
It's weird because even like when I was, like through elementary school, like Clone Wars started when I was like 7. So like even though like, for me, it's like there was Star Wars currently happening, but most people were like, oh. Clone Wars, like, what's that, you know, even as a kid, and, like, the kids that did watch Clone Wars were, like, it was all the boys who were, like, I don't want to play with a girl. I was, like, I could be Ahsoka. They're, like, no, we don't like Ahsoka. Okay. I'll play by myself.
And where are they now, though?
Not here.
Oh!
Yeah, so the next question on my notes is, how has Star Wars impacted your relationship with your family, if at all?
Me being here?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know, because, you know, we are different. You know, we are different. We're very different. We cosplay with each other for fun, and it's awesome. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just...
fun.
Yes. But, you know, I feel like some families, you know, they have different things of, you know,
yeah.
You know, they have other things in common that they do. You know, this is our thing. You know, this is This is our thing. Star Wars is our thing.
Axel, how are you guys different?
He has beautiful hair. I don't know what to do with mine.
Your hair is very beautiful.
Not as beautiful as his.
Oh, no, but look at that ball.
Really look at this ball either.
You're gonna have a Poe Dameron.
Like, you got a beautiful ponytail. I love it.
It is pretty rad, man.
Come on the garage, but.
I actually thought about growing it out again, but then I remember how bad it was last time. Even though you claim it wasn't bad, but I might.
You could probably cosplay as Kylo Ren if you grew your hair out.
Yeah.
Ren. Maybe I'll spray paint my hair just gray and, you know, just have like, you know, an 80s mullet. That'd just be Ren.
I'm assuming this is a character from something else.
Yes.
The old.
For me to answer my own question, it's like I said earlier, it's like the thing we do together. Sort of like you said, like Star Wars is our thing. Yeah. I feel like every or most families have like their thing, and for us it's Star Wars, whether it's like, you know, doing costumes and stuff or working on costumes and painting my walls with all the Sabine art, and or even just like our midnight fry runs, just like talking about the new trailer or whatever just came out. It's our way of bonding.
With my upper family, like that I was grew up in, it's not much. Mum would she like came to see The Force Awakens with me, like when I was back home and stuff. So she's like sort of follows it, and it's like really fun to have her like ask questions about like what's what and stuff. It's really it's really cool. But Harry, who's like 3 and a half, is sort of just like through, especially like Grogu, and I had to like, so he was Baby Yoda in our house, he still is. But then I kind of, my friend Araj was, his son's about the same, he's a little bit younger actually. And Araj's son, Malik, was calling Baby Yoda Grogu. And Harry still calls him Baby Yoda. And I was sort of like, oh, is he falling behind? And I like had to break it to him a few months ago. I said, oh, he's got two names. He doesn't like anything that's got two names. He just thinks that's wrong, sort of thing. And so he's pretty accepting of it. He never uses it, but he does. Whenever he says it, it's like the sweetest little thing. But it's really fun to watch him, like, you know, sort of got like a bunch of toys for him and stuff. And I took a photo of with Chewbacca out the front and texted him that Chewbacca said, make sure you behave all weekend, and he'll give me a nice Chewbacca present to pass on. And he's like, Daddy, tell Chewbacca I'm good. it's like really cool to it's cool to see like what he gets into all other stuff, like all sort of things. It's like really interesting to see what he sort of gets into and then moves out of and stuff. But he does, I'm like really like just want to let him like do what he wants, and then if he's into it, it's like, oh, let's go. But that said, he does have pretty much all the vintage Kenner ships hanging in a big Death Star battle on his roof. I got like a big inflatable Death Star ball and hung it, and then did all the ships, and there's like lasers. It's like the bit where Han Solo comes in and he shoots the TIE fighter. So one of the TIE fighters exploding. It's pretty sick. He doesn't appreciate it as much as I do. But it's good. It's good.
So what's his first costume gonna be? His first, you know, 5 years old, the standard. What's that costume gonna be?
He's done a costume already. And it might have been it wouldn't be my first Star Wars costume, but it was my definitely most elaborate. I'll show you the photo afterwards. But for Halloween, because we don't have like Halloween in Australia, like we know what it is, but it's not like this like phenomenon. Do you know what I mean? People are just sort of trying to get it going, and people are like, yeah. But they should, because it is the best.
And so the Halloween, when he was, so he would have been almost one. And so we cosplayed as Yoda and Luke on Dagobah. Yeah. So he was Luke, and so I got these little cargo shorts, like cargo pants, and the top, like he's training on Dagobah. And then you know how you have the baby Bajoran, or whatever those things called, that attached so that was there. We did that like that, and then I like painted my face green and got the Yoda ears and like hands and this full goofy giant Yoda thing. Hmm. And had him in the baby Bjorn, so it was like Luke had this like giant Yoda on the backpack as they trained through Dagobah, and there were some pretty happy tricky treaters when they came to the door that day. So that's our one. But he's not really like his friends are sort of into costumes and stuff, and he hasn't really. He's sort of not into. He actually doesn't like. He's like, oh, do you want a costume? No. And. So just pull the reins. You can have a word to him, buddy?
Not yet.
Okay. But he loves like all the clothes, like all that sort of stuff.
That's so cute. Yeah, I'm a Jawa. That's my advice. I remember you said you were worried about him not being into it. That was my dad. I would be like sitting in my Jawa costume, like playing a Star Wars game on my phone. I don't remember the tiny Death Star game where you like built the little like levels and had, I don't know. I just thought of that. I love that game. It's gone now, but I liked it. And my dad would be like, oh, it's okay if you don't like Star Wars. You won't disappoint me. And I'm like running around the Jawa. I'm like, Dad, I like Star Wars, and I still do.
Yeah, it's cool to see how they, what they get into it. Very interesting. And but I tell you, this is my favorite. This is like actually, this is the most, the thing he loves the most in Star Wars, or goes on about the most. Every day I drive him to his like daycare, and he always says, "Can put on Heroes Save the Day. Put on Heroes Save the Day." Because the end of, like, my favorite bit of the Star Wars music is, like, just when the credits hit, when it's like, and it's like, well, the heroes have saved the day. So we listen to that, and then when the music, so we listen to, like, the Return of the Jedi version, so it's Yub Nub, and then it goes into the main, like, the theme, and when it kicks into the main theme, he always yells out, "Heroes save the day! Heroes save the day!" And, yeah, it's sort of interesting to try, like, sort of teach him like, life lessons and stuff. Because I tell you something that I found really quite confusing when I was little. And I remember where I was in my backyard thinking about it was I never got why Luke just didn't like lightsaber the Emperor when I was a little kid. Like I was just like, just do it. Like, strike me. No, just kill him. Who cares? Like, just do it. And how he threw down the lightsaber, it was like just really confusing to me because I was like, this is my dude and I'm not sure why he's doing that sort of thing. And then like, as I grew up, like I sort of like began to understand that. And then I was sort of like, I'd be at school and stuff surrounded by people that like clearly would not understand such a concept. So that was a really, I had never thought about it for so long, about just not going, why is he throwing it down? Just do it. Just, done. Like, let's end. Credits. Heroes save the day.
There are a lot of people that don't like it. That was actually a really great segue into my next question, which was, what lessons have Star Wars or being raised in Star Wars taught you? That's a big question.
I don't know. It's so many things. I enthusiasm, like just like how it just like saves people. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm here with someone that's like filming for me for this job, and like she's not a Star Wars fan, and she's just like taken aback. She's just like, this is like, everyone is just like beaming, And you sort of get used to it because you're just like, oh, back to celebration, and you know, you're sort of, you know, jaded, you can, oh, this one. But when you just like the base, like thing of people just like walking around grinning and just being whoever they want to be for like that time, is it's just like so special. I think just the power of like enthusiasm and passion and stuff, like more about the fandom than the actual, like there's, you know, so many like lessons in the movies and stuff, like about, you know, just like Anakin and Luke, like just their different decisions and how, you know, one wanted power and one sort of gave it away is, like that stuff really, I remember it really sort of stuck, not Anakin because I didn't have that, but like the whole Luke thing about being like so powerful and just like helping everyone sort of thing was like, it was, what better lesson is that, John?
One thing, this was actually very recent. This was yesterday when I was in a Kyle van. I don't know why I said it like that.
That's how he said it.
It was not intentional. But, you know, I've just been waiting for, like, you know, that whole time for, you know, someone to take a picture with me. And I just realized, you know, sometimes you're here waiting for goodness, but sometimes you have to put goodness out into the world and, you know, inspire others and help others. And, you know, you can't always wait for it to come to you. And honestly, you shouldn't wait for it to come to you. You should give to others first. You know, that I just learned. Yes. I actually told you about that yesterday, I'm pretty sure.
We talked.
Second is don't work for the skull holes of the galaxy.
Very eloquently stated. I think for me, sort of what you said with the power of that passion, and just, you know, I think my dad keeps saying it, like every line we give, like we have something in common with every other person here. And it's true, every single person in this convention center, we have something in common with. You know, I think we joke a lot, like, you know, Star Wars fans all hate and love different things, but there's always something there and something, you know. And I think that's the other thing too, is we get so, I think especially over, you know, the pandemic where we were, was all just online, it's really easy to look at like how terrible people can be on the internet and be like, this is what, you know, the Star Wars fandom is. And then you come here, and, you know, people, there's like so many rays, like people showing love for this character, people dressed as Finn and Poe and all these things that if you take that limited perspective and just look at like certain things and the people that are maybe the loudest, you would think like, oh, no one likes this. Like, I like it, but I guess no one else does. And then you see the love shown for them. Like even, you know, it's 20th anniversary of Attack of the Clones, the love that you wouldn't have hated have been getting, especially hated, that they didn't get before. And, you know, I remember I was in the Phantom Menace anniversary thing at Chicago, and, like, the outpour of love for Ahmed Best coming on when he came on stage. You would never, ever guess that would happen if you just looked at certain things. So I think it's just, like, widening your perspective and the power of that passion is the most important thing.
I think I've asked you before. Oh, I'm not sure, but when you were growing up, what did you think, like just to put it in perspective, if I was like watching like He-Man or Transformers, and then like some like 30-year-old dudes like just like, oh, Skeletor's like complaining about it. It's just, I don't know, like seeing, like I'm sure like at troops and stuff, you see people like very viscerally angry, like, Is that jarring?
Yeah, it for me it wasn't as much the prequels, like there's always, you know, people still make like Jar Jar jokes or whatever. But like when I, you know, was trooping and stuff, hating the prequels was like a little bit more old hat. It was still fairly recent. Revenge of the Sith came out when I was, you know, 4 maybe. 3. But it enough time to pass was for my memory, where people weren't just running around being like, oh, you know, I don't know. I don't actually really know if people don't like that much. Like, oh, pod race or whatever. I don't know if people don't like that. But for me, it was the Clone Wars, because that's the first movie I remember seeing for the first time. Star Wars. Seeing the Clone Wars movie in the theaters, and especially for me, Ahsoka, fell in love with Ahsoka immediately. You know, a 7-year-old girl, here's this awesome, cool character, she's orange, she has a lightsaber, like, for me, I'm like, what's not to love? She's so cool, and so fun, and I loved her. And then I'd go to Troop, and there'd be, like, adult men, who I'd be like, oh, Ahsoka's my favorite, and adult men would be like, oh, really? Which, like, at the time, you know, I'd be like, oh, my time to defend Ahsoka, like, I'm, you know, little 7-year-old, like, I gotta step up, and I'd, like, bring out, I used to read, like, comics and stuff, and I'd, like, bring out all that, and be like, you know, and now, like, looking back on it, you know, even as, like, a teenager, I was like, why would you talk to a 7-year-old? Like,
I would just shake my head, because I knew whoever she was arguing with was in trouble.
So. But I just, it's just, like, such a weird thing, and for me, I was very, I'm still very stubborn, and, you know, and I'm like, I like this thing, you can't make me not like it, you know, but it was, you know, and it didn't, weirdly, it didn't faze me as much as a kid, where I was like, I can, you know, they're just stupid, you know, I know everything, but now it's just, looking back, it's just a weird thing, of like, I cannot imagine, like, if there's, I can't think of off the top of my head something, but if there's like a Star Wars movie that came out and I didn't like it, and I was talking to a kid at a troop, and a little kid goes, I just saw this movie, it's my favorite. I cannot even fathom being like, oh, really? Well, that's dumb. Like, it's a kid. You say, oh, I love that movie, too. You know, like, yeah. So it didn't faze me very much, but it was more just, like, looking back and like, wow. What is wrong with you? I don't know. I know for you, maybe it was similar with Ezra and Rebels. If you had
I'd say maybe it was, but I probably just do not remember it. But, you know, it's that, I don't know, it's that mindset. I don't know, it's not even a mindset. It's just that, you know, it's just something that, you know, exists, like, no matter what new thing comes out, there are always people that are gonna hate it. You know, there are always people that are gonna, you know, be like that.
Good point of me.
No. No, not you, the adult in your story. Yeah. You know, because first it was the prequel, I don't even know first, but from like my earliest memory of, you know, anybody hating on anything was prequels. Clone Wars, I don't remember much of. I bet there was people hating on it, but I can't always remember it because I was like,
I've told this story a few times in the podcast, but like I was so like in my own zone as like a Star Wars fan in Australia. I went, the first time I ever went to a convention, like a fan convention, was this like Star Wars in Australia convention, Star Wars and Fan Club. And I must have been like 19 or 20. I'm like, this is just, I was like just seeing, like back then just seeing like a stormtrooper, like now it's like, it was insane. Like, how is there a stormtrooper here? This is insane. And we were in this panel, and I was sitting sort of, you know, towards the front, and someone in the panel mentioned Ewoks, and then there's people at the back of the room that booed. And I was like, what? Like, people don't like Ewoks? Like, I had no idea that it was possible to not like Ewoks. And that was the pop of my bubble, and reality. But it's sort of like, it's cool to hear people's opinion, but sometimes it's good to just like always be true to what like you like love, sort of thing. It's interesting like that. But the, like through Star Wars, I found it really interesting to find out like why people like different things and different characters, and then what that tells you about them and their different, like quite different perspective and experiences to you, like when like a new character goes out. Like when Ahsoka came out in the Clone Wars movie, I went and saw the movie and I didn't like, it was not like that enjoyable for me. I was like, oh, it was okay, but it wasn't like what I was sort of after. But it just didn't even occur to me going, oh, there's like a 7-year-old girl going into that and going, I've got my Luke Skywalker now. Like, you've got your like your avatar in the universe that's like gonna be your hero and stuff. And like that, I think maybe that's like one of the best things I've learned, is just like how just to appreciate and like be sort of fascinated with what people like in it and why, because it always sort of feeds back to like their experience and their background. So I think that's made me, I'm a lot more sort of like open-minded to like, I don't like that, but you like it because of this. Oh, that's really interesting. And it tells me something about like the person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, so we said that's with any Star Wars. Like, and people say this all the time, but I think like what we're seeing with the prequels now, with like the generations that grew up with the prequels, like coming and having this love for it, I think we're going to see that with the sequels. And when the next Star Wars, whatever comes out, that is universally, in quotes, because nothing's universally anything, but when a bunch of people seem like they don't like it, you're going to come to Celebration, there's people in those costumes, and there's people, you know, years later, there's going to be kids who are like, that was my Star Wars, that was the first thing I saw, and I loved it, and that's what got me into this universe.
Yeah, and sometimes it's like the rule when you go out for dinner, it's like, don't discuss religion, politics, or Star Wars. Because I used to love, I'd talk to Star Wars to anyone, like Uber drivers, just what, like up until like 2017, and then after that, I was like, I can't risk it. I can't, like, do you know what I mean? Because you just don't know what's going to happen.
Why 2017?
Because that was when The Last Jedi came out, and then, like, yeah, people had opinions.
Yes, they did. And that's the one thing where, like, you know, in high school, like, that was, you know, when I said, like, it's a big upswing, Force Awakens, Last Jedi came out, and it's like, if you're wearing a Star Wars shirt, that's someone's invitation to come up to you and give you their Star Wars opinions unprovoked. I don't care what you think about Snoke. Your Snoke theory sucks. Like, yeah, I don't care. Like,
they should make a shirt for that.
Yeah, something. Someone should put it on the Lego wall.
Yeah, they should.
Unprovoked Star Wars opinions are not always good. But.
Yeah, the minute some dude mentions Avril Holdo to me, I'm just like. Ixnay on the whole day, just scary bit.
Yeah.
I like it, which is cool.
Yeah, well, and it's like, you know, it's okay to have a negative Star Wars opinion. It's okay to talk about it even, but it's like, I don't know. You don't go up to someone with like a shirt and be like, I hate that character. It's like, okay, well, clearly I don't, so I don't know what you want to get out of this.
Yeah, it's sort of a thing where like Star Wars matters to us, but it shouldn't matter. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even like why people come to Celebration. Like, it's sick to see, like, all the trailers and all that stuff and get the merch. But, like, and that stuff matters. But what matters is, like catching up with everyone and going around the world and stuff. And, yeah, sometimes it's just, like, frustrating when people kind of, like, lose sight of that. Do you know what I mean? That kid knows what I'm talking about.
He's got a That's his You know, but I'd say like a more, you know, like a more modern approach to that is basically I have someone that I would consider my best friend. He hates sequels, but honestly, I love him except for that one. But you know, I love him. You know, and he'll just be like, "Ray sucks," and I'll be like, "Wrong." You know, just like these simple, short answers. But you know, we get along. You know, it's weird how like, you know, we're more open to each other, but. Accepting of each other's opinions and that makes sense. I don't know. It's
really it does make sense. It's that balance of like, this is something that's important to me and it matters, but also like, it is still a movie or a show
right.
or whatever, and I'm not gonna burn down a relationship because we don't like the same thing. You know, it's that balancing act.
Right. It's like, you can have your opinion and I can have mine, you know, that kind of little balance.
And I think that's a good lesson Star Wars has, both within the text sometimes and outside. Like, you know, you can have your differences, but like, you know, you can come together, or at least not fight. Maybe we should fight. We are about 10 minutes left. I know we said we wouldn't do Q&A, but if anyone has questions or comments, we will gladly take them. Otherwise, we can keep talking.
So, you know how you were talking about Ahsoka being the leader of the Tolkien universe? That was that for me. And, like, in some ways, I feel that I used to love Rey a lot, but then there was that scene in Rise of Skywalker, so I'm kind of bitter about her right now. But, like,
What scene do you mean?
So,
you didn't let your kids?
Oh, I'm mad.
Oh, really?
So, that was kind of been my hope to this fandom. The first time I saw her on the screen, it was just like, wow, women can be that badass, they can be that strong. Like, I just had never seen anything like that before. And she's provided strength to me, and I really hope she comes back to this for very much.
Yeah, and that's interesting because it's not, it's always interesting because it's not a character we usually attribute to being like, oh, like that's someone's avatar. But that's really cool. I assume you've read her book then. No?
Things to work out between me and the author.
Okay. Well, it's a great read if you ever work some things out.
Don't gatekeep her because she hasn't read the book.
Mm-hmm. I've read it.
Phasma's such a cool character, and it is cool to see which characters people really latch on to like that, because for me, and I say Ahsoka, there's a lot of us that like Ahsoka, and she has, she has a main feature in Clone Wars and Rebels, she has a book, she's getting a new show, so that's kind of like an obvious one, because she's so prominently featured, but, when there are other characters that maybe don't get as much focus, I always love seeing people like, still be like, nope, like that's mine. I love this character. I want them to be in everything.
Phasma was so rad as well. Like,
so cool.
You sort of forget because it seems like 20 years ago. But like, remember seeing like the silver stormtrooper for the first time, and then you're like, there's a lady in there and stuff. It was it was so fascinating. But I've got one friend in particular that is like Phasma's like that's hers as well.
Axel, is your avatar Ezra or is it
someone? I think it's Ezra. Yeah. Also, this is something that I just remembered. This was actually the first question about you and your parents disagreeing with something in Star Wars. I still think that Commander Pyre is bronze.
He's gold.
He's gold. I'm going to side with Dad on that one. He's gold.
Did you think about auditioning for Ezra?
No.
Remember that Filoni guy? You could sort of hook up a few line readings or something?
I need to play Animal Crossing with him first.
Okay.
This isn't really a question, but more of a comment. The maturity and the level-headedness that the two of you young people exude are... It's not true. It's really amazing, and for people who don't get an opportunity to spend a lot of time around people of your age, when I was your age, it was like I was a hyena, and you guys are so awesome, and I think your parents have to be amazingly proud, and a lot of the reason you guys are like this is because of the lessons from Star Wars, but you're the people that the fandom should be proud of. You guys are awesome, and for you to come here and do this, I think
had a really interesting conversation earlier about like the generational differences, and guys who are kind of like our age were the first generation to pull like pop culture with us to our later years, so we have no idea what it's like to have an older generation saying your stuff sucks. Mm-hmm. When you guys get older, you're gonna keep that in mind, and maybe this kind of like toxic thing that happens now won't exist, or at least not to the same extent.
I hope so. I can't say anything for my generation. There's a lot of people, a lot of very different backgrounds, but I hope, personally, that's something that I always want to keep in mind. And like I said earlier, I kind of just, if it's Star Wars, I'm going to at least find something to like about it. And that's something my dad, both out in Star Wars and outside of Star Wars, has always just focus on the positive, not meaning just shy away from any negativity, but like, you know, if you can pick things, you can pick certain things in your life. You can't pick everything that happens, but I choose every day, like, I want to watch Star Wars. I like Star Wars, and that's my choice. So if I'm making that choice, why would I focus on the stuff about it that I don't like and get upset and worked up over it when I could make the choice to just focus on the things I do like, you know? Because there's, you know, like we said, it matters, but it doesn't matter that, like, you know, it's, the world's not going to end if I don't express all of my negative feelings or whatever.
Like, to a seven-year-old.
Yeah, yes. To a seven-year-old. You know, like, the world, you know. So it's, yeah, and I think Axel earlier proved that he can do that with his thoughts on Rise of Skywalker.
Mom?
When you said you just watched Rise of Skywalker once, and that wasn't for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you proved.
Yeah, I think it's quite rare, and it probably should be percentage wise for someone to actually like everything. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't know how long, like, if you just talk about like watching, like, not away from the comics, but like on Disney Plus, I don't know how long is Star Wars now? Is it like, if you watch the whole thing, does it take like a week with like all the cartoons and all that? So, do you know what I mean? If it goes up and down, and especially now where it's just like, duh, like there's like a show, then there's a 2 month gap, and there's going to be another show, and it's sort of like, just wait up for the next bit. Like, you know, me and Randy, very late last night, I was giving him a vicious sermon about how bad the filet fish like would seem at McDonald's, right? It just sounds like a disgusting burger. But I go in there, and I just order cheeseburgers. I get the one I like. And do you know what I mean? They make this one I don't like, but I just let it go. Just get my cheeseburger. And it's sort of like, that's what Axel's done. He's put The Rise of Skywalker with the filet of fish. And we're over here just chomping on our Force Awakens quarter pounder.
What do you think of it?
No, yeah.
Anything, what did all three of you like the best of Celebration? If you had to pick one thing, besides this podcast panel.
Fair.
I think for me, this is the first time where I'm used to trooping, you know, back in Pennsylvania, and not everyone's seen Rebels, so like I troop, and it's like, oh, Pink Boba Fett. Like, maybe I'll get something like, oh, you're that girl from, like, that cartoon, right? Like, you know, and then I first put this on Friday morning, and we were walking, we found it, and we were like making so little progress, just trying to get, there wasn't even a crowd, there was just people being like, can I take a picture? Oh my gosh, Sabine. And that was just like wow, like, I'm recognized. But I think in general, just like that love, like after the, I mean, no spoiler, after, the Mando Plus panel featured something with Sabine, for people that don't know. And I would have people, I didn't get into that panel, but I would have people come up and be like, oh my gosh, like, there's this thing in the panel, and they're like, let me tell you about it. And like, this one random guy was like, here, I have a video. I wasn't supposed to take it, but like, here, just watch the video. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. And he walked away. I was like, all right. And it's just that general, like, excitement, and like, just the people being like, I don't know you, but we both like this thing, and I want to share with you, you know? That's what I like.
What do you think about the new scene?
I saw more than I was supposed to, so I'm not going to say anything. I think the actress that they introduced, I can say that she seems really nice. I know someone said they're talking to her, and she's like, they said she seemed like she knows Rebels, and she knows. So I personally, not to be a downer, I personally probably would prefer a story to continue in animation with the original voice actors, but I'm excited. Whatever iteration, as long as
we
just find us.
It's
been years.
He's right there.
Where are you?
Hanging out with Ron.
Did you say your favorite thing?
No. Is your favorite?
Yesterday.
Just generally?
Yes. Yesterday.
Saturday.
Saturday.
Saturday's a good
one. Saturday's
the entire 24 hours?
Honestly, just talking with Mike and my dad and just realizing I have an entire summer to focus on the things that I like, and you know, I really want to, you know, I want to finish the things I said that I would do, you know, like, you know, if it's a helmet, if it's
like 100% on Lego Star Wars,
that too. Already did. But yeah, I would love to, you know, just finish everything that, you know, I've been wanting to do, because I do want to get back to, you know, because I really want to get back in, and, you know, I'm back in, like, you know, I'm back in Ezra, you know, but I just want to complete it, like, further, and you know, just get it perfect. I want to 100% Ezra. That's what I want to do.
All right.
What's my favorite thing? I'm to be honest, like, there's, like, moments that are, like, dope and like meeting people and like seeing things, but definitely just like it's hard to talk about without getting on, just like being appreciated, just like the positive vibes, and you know, like on Twitter and stuff, and it's so cold and you sort of just get the like the bad vibes sort of come through a lot more, and just sort of yeah, just to bump into people that like, you know, that you've listened to their thing or whatever, and like just that connection, and it's just very good for the soul. So I've had like great moments and like unforgettable moments, but I don't think anything counts as much as just like yeah, just feeling like you have a place and you're like sort of you fit in with like some people and stuff, just like that, like reaffirming it, reminding me, because yeah, we didn't get to like many reminders of that for a couple of years, so it's sort of, yeah, that's like the best thing. On a far more like narcissistic level, jumping on my bed surrounded by all my friends screaming I'm in Star Wars, that was up there as well, so. That I'll forget, but like the, like to be honest, it's just like it's sort of in the first day, I was like, oh, it was like that power had come back of joy and like just, I don't know, like community, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure of the non, like genderless version, but like brotherhood, like whatever that is, you know, you're smarter than me.
Family.
Family, yeah. Yeah.
Ask Ezra, he knows about family.
Yeah, it's just it's a good vibe. Ezra doesn't know about family. He's, you know, he's mentioned it.
Yeah, I think, and that was like one thing. Like Thursday, my dad and I got to the Lucasfilm studio panel, and like so we got to see like all those like exclusive trailers and stuff. And then we went from there to like a panel of the Ahsoka panel, and like I talked like in coffee and some other podcasters for a while, and then like we went from there and ran to like the Mando Plus experience, and went from there to the Obi-Wan Kenobi premiere, and then like, you know, went to bed and I was like, wow, like, you know, first day, I don't know if I can top this. And then Saturday and Sunday, I got to see these guys for the first time since 2019, and I got to run into people and just talk to people and just be on the floor. And I was like, no, this definitely tops Thursday. Like, it was cool. Don't get me wrong. It was cool to see all that stuff. It was so much fun. But just that, like I have to like, you know, just like hug people and see people and talk to people I haven't seen in person in years, is that was the peak.
I don't know why, but from the last time I saw everybody shrank.
I was not shrank.
From a certain point of view.
Yeah, yeah.
From a certain point of view, we've got an opposing opinion. You we did some sprouting during lockdown, buddy.
Yeah.
Do you think Ezra will be tall when we see him next?
No, I think his sprouting is over. Also, I just heard Randy whisper something to my dad.
He said Star Wars didn't change you.
Well, we actually are over time a little bit.
We've got to get her.
Thank you so much. I really care. coming. Thank you, Steele.
Thank you, guys. Star Wars Geek Girls. Geek girls that like Star Wars.
There are cards all over the chairs.